A report out yesterday from the United Nations Environment Program urges policymakers and the general public to account for potential hazards of thawing permafrost. One UAF scientist co-authored the report. KUAC's Emily Schwing reports.
Several reports on risks associated with thawing permafrost and climate change have been published by the United Nations Environment Program over the last 5 years. But University of Alaska Fairbanks Professor Vladimir Romanovsky says none of them are as unique as one released this week.
The target of this report is politicians, public. So this report was a challenge because we had to write in the very simple words, and we don't accustomed to do it as a scientist.
Romanovsky studies permafrost geophysics all over the world. Permafrost is land that remains frozen for at least 2 years. Roughly a quarter of the land surface in the Northern Hemisphere includes permafrost. In the report, Romanovsky and other scientists recommend that nations with permafrost, including the United States, Canada, and Russia, set up monitoring networks and develop plans to deal with thaw.
Lots of infrastructure already exists in permafrost regions, but it's developing very, very rapidly. There is another regional concerns or how changes in permafrost will affect the environment and ecosystems. And there is many concerns related to subsistence hunting, species distribution, all kind of things which are point of worries for the people who live there.
Permafrost is rich in frozen organic matter. According to the report, that organic matter holds 1,700 gigatons of carbon. 1 gigaton equals a billion tons. Scientists estimate that air temperatures in the Arctic could increase by up to 6 degrees over the next century. If the permafrost starts to thaw because of the warming trend, all that organic matter will start to decompose. Decomposition could mean the release of hundreds of gigatons of two major greenhouse gases, carbon dioxide and methane. Romanovsky believes that nearly 50% of the world's permafrost could be thawing by the year 2100. Unfortunately, he says, unless you live this far north, it's an unfamiliar problem.
So for the most of the global community, permafrost is something very often very exotic, you know, somewhere there in the north. It's just, you know, small piece.
The report comes as industrialized nations consider a replacement for the 1997 Kyoto Protocol. The international agreement sets binding targets for greenhouse gas emissions among 37 nations and the European Union. But that doesn't include the United States. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.